Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Europe worries about just a few days without Muslim oil and gas. What then if the Ummah were to awaken? Translated. French Finance Minister Roland Lescure said that the governments cannot decide whether to release additional strategic oil reserves to mitigate disruptions caused by the Iran war until the likely duration of the conflict becomes clear. In the same context earlier, Iranian missile strikes on the Ras Laffan gas facility in Qatar, one of the largest liquefied natural gas terminals in the world, caused a sharp decline in Britain's gas reserves. Natural gas reserves in the United Kingdom fell to levels sufficient to meet domestic consumption for no more than 48 hours. These statements and events expose realities that every observant and aware person already knows. But which Western rulers and rulers of the Muslim land seeks to conceal out of fear that the Ummah may recognize the facts and turn matters upside down? It has become apparent how weak the West is and how dependent it is upon Muslims and their resources. Britain, the strongest and most colonial power in Europe, could not withstand the interruption of Qatari gas supplies for more than 2 days, as though Qatar were merely a storage tank in Britain's backyard for daily consumption. The same applies to France, Europe's second most powerful state, whose officials speak to the urgent need to know when the war will end in order to estimate how much must be drawn from strategic oil reserves. Similar concerns among the European countries are even more understandable, as they are in an even weaker and more vulnerable position. Muslim oil and gas serve as the daily fuel for the Western colonial powers. This confirms two realities. First, the Muslim Ummah possesses a strategic commodity that, if managed properly, could enable it to influence the key pillars of economic life in the West, allowing it to impose conditions, obligations, and terms of its choosing, thereby becoming an equal rather than a subordinate. Second, the colonial powers survive on the wealth and resources of the Muslim land. The backbone of the economic life depends upon what reaches them from Muslim countries. This is not limited to oil and gas, although they are the most prominent examples. It also includes minerals, agricultural products, chemicals, fertilizers, and many other resources. This is even true if these resources were purchased at their fair value. What then if we recognize that colonial powers often obtain them at minimal prices through arrangements that resemble grants and giveaways more than genuine commercial exchanges? Indeed, the West is fragile and weak, functioning like parasites amongst the body of the Muslim Ummah. Its states would quickly face severe difficulties if the lifelines extending deep into the Muslim world were cut off. A few days of war have already revealed this reality, just as they have exposed the myth of an unconquerable Western military power. The Muslim Ummah possesses the resources, capabilities, and armies necessary to free itself from dependence upon colonial powers and even to compete with them on the international stage. What it lacks is a sincere leader who takes charge of its affairs, rightly guided caliph who would utilize its capabilities and resources to restore it to the position it deserves in leading the world as it once did for many centuries. And indeed, our soldiers will be those who overcome. Surah As-Saffat, verse 173. Engineer Salahuddin Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.